The 1st of April 2020 PPE tests, full pay for all. Now NHS worker Lucy spoke to us. "I dread to think how many patients have been infected on the ward, and how many we have sent to their homes to infect other residents, family, their community and the people who look after them. We only get a flimsy mask and apron to look after awaiting results patients. Seems like not testing saves kit, and just may get rid of the old and the weak. Staff may still be held accountable for spreading the virus. When concerns are raised, we usually hear, 'We will look into it.' Good luck everyone." In the same issue, an NHS supply chain worker told us, "Clinical oversight of equipment procurement must be reinstated. Massive funding for purchasing and manufacturing PPE must be made available now. Privatization must be scrapped, and NHS supply chain brought back in-house, under a fully funded, and democratically planned NHS." The following week, an intensive care technician told us, "I'm working in a COVID-19 intensive care unit, ICU. On the afternoon of the 3rd of April, we ran out of body bags. The situation at the moment regarding personal protective equipment, PPE, is dire. I started working in the covered ICU on the 30th of March, and we had plenty of PPE. By that Thursday we were running low. On Friday, we were using secondary cheap replacement gear, which none of us thought was up to the mark,